How to cope with die-hard resistors. When I illustrated some of the common archetypes for change, I said the most difficult is the die-hard, the person unwilling to change no matter what. Die-hards entrench their resistance to change. They challenge a change manager at every turn. They are stubborn. So, I thought they merit their own article. You can't necessarily change a die-hard. But you can change the way you approach them to get a better outcome for your project. In this article, we'll learn a few tactics to get the best outcome from the not best situation of dealing with people who are insistent on not changing. Don't waste resources. This first suggestion might not help you with the die-hard. It will help you minimize the damage they do to the overall project. Don't invest good money after bad. If someone will not change, don't pour so much effort on them that the people who might change don't get needed attention. Recognize a lost cause when it comes and triage your change management plan. If enough people within the organization embrace the change, the holdouts won't matter very much. If the majority of the organization adopts, the worst case scenario is that they become the outlier and simply move on to something that is a better fit for their sensibilities. Here's how to ensure you don't waste resources on die-hard resistors. Assess the risk they pose. What is their position? Who do they influence? Is their participation necessary for the project to be successful? Measure carefully your investment in changing them alone. Do you know the opportunity cost from working with them? Are you facing diminishing returns? Evaluate each investment in diehards against other opportunities. What other initiatives or interventions were you considering? Is the trade-off worth it? Flip the script. You don't have to convince the diehard to change. You could change the question. By changing the focus, you might give your resistor a way to save face by substituting something more appealing to them. Saving face is important. These people have a great deal of pride, usually it is well earned. You don't want to force them into making a change from a perspective that devalues their contributions. By reworking the dynamics of the change, you offer them an opportunity to save face and still resist the first question but ultimately end up at the same place. If you do it right, you can make them the winner while still getting your change adopted. Here are some ways you can flip the script. Zoom in on a solution from the change. Redirect from the overarching change to one element in their specific task that will change. Try to address a need and frame the entire project, as far as the resistor is concerned, as a means to address that one specific need. Let them drive, ask them what idea they might implement for a specific function. Where possible, give them the ability to design it. Make sure they feel ownership. Have them sell it to others. Change the messaging or the author and include the die-hard from the beginning. This is like giving the project a fresh start, but without wasting effort. Let them contribute to new messaging with a leader that looks like a new face, but doesn't have to be. For example, you might use their department lead in new communications, and have them incorporate the die-hard in their changes to department-specific messaging. Find a better leverage point. Resistance is often situational. As the brothers Heath say in The Switch, how to change when change is hard, what looks like a people problem is often a situation problem. If your die-hard resistor has completely shut down to the change, they may not share with you the necessary information to identify what can help them embrace the change. Developing rapport and engaging emotionally could give you the empathy you need to understand where they're coming from. If you understand them better as people, you are better positioned to find a solution that will work. This is time-consuming and you can't do it with a large population of die-hards. You'll have to focus on the ones you think you can help and the ones that will have the most influence on others. But your goal is to have civil conversations where come to understand what they're rethinking and feeling. That understanding is integral to solving problems, earning goodwill, and building trust. With all that connection, hopefully adoption follows. To find the leverage point, you must find the source of their resistance. Have them explain it. Delve deep and see if there is another angle. Find complementary values that are critical to them. Shape the change in those values and away from the source of their resistance. All of this is easier said than done, but the only way to accomplish it is through careful questioning. Consider something like a root cause approach to asking the questions, as the right answer is usually 4 or 5 questions deep. Work on other influencers. It might be unpleasant to accept, but sometimes people just don't like us. When a die-hard doesn't like you because of your role in a change they reject, you probably can't muster the personal influence necessary to change opinions about that change. In these situations, you may need to rely on the skills of others who have influence on the resistor. those people might move the resistor towards adoption through their own relationship and their support of your program. If nothing else, they can serve as a conduit for understanding the concerns of the diehard and doing the slow work of addressing them. Be creative. Attempting multiple small interventions may give you a long shot win. Small interventions invest a little effort or time so that you're not wasting large investments on committed resistors. Each attempt is a low probability effort, but those low probabilities sometimes succeed. This is a way for you to continue to try without losing too much precious time or too many resources. Coupling those small interventions with some of the things that you are already doing as part of your plan might have the add-on effect that makes something shake loss in the mind of your resistors. Try something unconventional. You never know what's going to be the one thing that changes an entire dynamic. But changing the dynamic should be your goal. If someone is stubbornly resisting the change and nothing you can do will move them, the entire context needs to move around them for something to happen. Nothing you do can offer a guaranteed path to success when dealing with a die-hard resistor. But using these strategies gives you a chance. Position those tactics within the scope of what you are already doing, listen carefully, adjust and be ready to cut your losses so you don't lose sight of the bigger change picture.